Welcome back to A Little Faith. Today, I am joined on the podcast with Sean and Kathy Monahan. How are both you guys doing today?
We are doing really well. Thanks, Mike.
Really well. Thanks, Mike. Thanks for making the time on your podcast.
Oh, of course. Well, today's discussion is about the involvement that both of you are going to be having with Faith Launch 3, which is a weekend-long conference that's going to be held in Camp Hebron in Pennsylvania. Before we get to that topic, I kind of wanted to kind of dig in and know a little bit about both of you two. You know, what were your kind of backgrounds that both led you to our faith community?
Wow. Well, we are both grown up in our faith community. Both of our grandparents were actually Christadelphians, so we've had a long heritage of being in our faith community.
Yep. Yeah. It would have been my great grandparents learned the truth around the turn of the 20th century in Boston. I grew up in Massachusetts and moved up to Ontario in 1984. And, you know, it's a blessing to be in Southern Ontario. There's so many ecclesias, you know, such a strong and vibrant community of faith in Southern Ontario. It's really a blessing to be here.
Now, what kind of led you to be working with WCF for these faith launch projects?
Well, we had a request from some folks in the organization to work on faith launch. This was during the pandemic time. And at that time, Faith Launch was, exclusively over Zoom. So Kathy and I are super excited that we're going to actually have an opportunity to share the experience with folks in person and learn together in person. So folks reached out to us. Kathy's an amazing teacher, and I'm a retired teacher. So we kind of had the skill set to kind of share some classes and provide some learning experiences. And we're really excited about the opportunity of supporting people kind of, 18 to 30 as they really kind of take wings in their spiritual journey and really become important contributors to their families and ecclesias and the broader community.
We also found it something that was really inviting when we were asked, because we could work on it together. So we prepared it together, we presented it together, and it was like tag team teaching. That was kind of fun.
So I know this year's theme is about exploring the idea of giving back bountifully. You know, what kind of led you to want to explore that topic for this year?
Well, we're both really interested in service and how you can serve in our community and also in your local community or the worldwide community, how you can give back, because we've been given so much from our Heavenly Father. So we wanted to just really show our appreciation for our interest in service by hopefully encouraging other people to find new ways that they can serve.
And I'm really glad you asked that question, Michael. So, really, in addition to what Kathy shared with you, there is a verse that just kind of struck Kathy and I, just made us stop in our tracks. You know how you read verses over and over again, but, at certain times in your life, they have special resonance for you. And so the verse is Luke 6:38, where Christ says, "Give, and it will be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you." And so it comes across a little bit in the ESV here, but Jesus is talking about this phenomenon of people who wore long cloaks, and they kind of were able to capture all the excess in their cloak. And so Jesus uses this image of abundance, and he says, "Give, and it's going to be given back to you, not just what you gave, but far above what you're able to contain. In fact, overflowing what you're able to contain." And that's such a powerful verse. It really hit Kath and I very hard. And, you know, it's so connected to the idea of forgiving too, because that's really the context that it's in. So, you know, giving and forgiving are kind of connected. And we know that, you know, that will be something that's expected of us. You know, the measure that we give is the measure that we'll get back. The forgiveness that we extend is the level of forgiveness that will be extended to us. So that's what really kind of got us thinking about this topic.
I think that's such a great topic with today's society we live in. You know, people are so focused on themselves and it's about, you know, me, me, me. But that's not the message that we see in Scripture. And it is about, you know, having to have the ability to support others in our faith, whether that be a physical, a spiritual, or whatever needs that might be. And to instill that on young people, that it's not always about yourself. It is about trying to help those around us in our faith community or outside, and anyone who needs help. We should extend that loving and hand to others.
Absolutely. As you know, Jesus said he didn't come to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many. So, you know, that example is very much in stark contrast to the society around us. You're absolutely right, Mike.
So for those who are attending, I know one of the goals of the conference is to, you know, develop different tools that you have to develop your faith. And I would think that this event is not like your normal, I would call it like lecture style, where you know, someone gets up and talks for, you know, 1 to 2 hours. So what, for the attendees, what could they kind of expect, how the day would run, and, you know, what kind of tools would they expect to learn, and what kind of outcomes they would have by the end of the weekend?
So we have kind of four different learning experiences kind of framed for them. The first is establishing the biblical foundation for giving back, because we think it's really important that, you know, we have a biblical foundation for everything that we do. The second learning experience is going to be giving back in our families and our ecclesias, and, you know, being very concrete about that. The third learning experience is going to be giving back to the household of faith. You know, we're commanded to, you know, to be generous to all, including those of the household of faith, especially the household of faith. And then lastly, there's a learning experience framed around the topic of giving back to all people. So it's going to be very interactive. We're going to use lots of cooperative learning structures and strategies. There's lots of time for people to construct their learning with colleagues and peers. And what we really hope is that people will leave that weekend with concrete steps so that they can be very clear about, you know, being motivated to give back and exactly how they will give back to their family, how they'll give back to their ecclesia, how they'll give back to the wider spiritual community, and how they can give back to the larger community outside the household of faith.
So all of our learning times will have some action plan time built into it, so that throughout the weekend, all the participants are working on their own personal action plan of what they're going to do, what steps they're going to take when they get home to put it into practice.
I think that's sort of a struggle that a lot of people have, you know, either leaving an event or, you know, any kind of Bible school. You know, how can I put that into practical use? You know, it's great to, you know, get together on a week or a weekend and, you know, develop and be with other people, but how can I actually practically put this into practice? You know, when I'm going to work, when I'm in school, when I'm in an ecclesia, you know, how could I actually, in this case, give back in a productive manner? So I think that's a really great, hopeful outcome for those who are attending.
Yeah, and it's our hope that by providing those cooperative learning environments, you know, participants are really going to learn from each other, because they're, you know, they're a lot closer to, you know, what it's like to be a 25-year-old navigating the corporate workspace than I am. As I said before, I'm blessedly retired. So it's because that's another thing that allows, you know, our knowledge to be made actionable, is when we have an opportunity to really build those plans with people in similar circumstances.
And hopefully they'll learn off of each other, right? If you think, oh, well, there's really not a lot I can do, Maybe I'm in a small ecclesia, or maybe I'm in a rural area. How do I help my local community? Well, hopefully by brainstorming together, working with other people that are attending, they'll come up with some ideas, support each other.
And I think that's sort of the key, that you give them the tools and they put the practical pieces together. Because as you said, Sean, you know, someone who is working today, it may have been different from when you were working, you know, 10, 15 years ago. And then someone in a completely maybe different geographic location, that they have different experiences. Something that they want to put in place may not work somewhere else. So giving them the tools and they go and work at it for whatever works for them.
Absolutely.
Now, I know part of the kind of conference is kind of the idea of mentorship. How do you think that this weekend could, you know, link people up with mentorship in a very positive way? And you know, how could that conference kind of kick off some of those conversations?
Well, I understand that there is going to be a presentation about mentors. There will be several mentors in attendance, and they will be sharing some of their faith journeys, which is how during Faith Launch 1 and 2, the mentors came on and gave their faith lifeline. And then young people were able to choose someone that they thought they could relate to for mentorship. So I'm picturing that this will be much the same, only it will be live. And I think it's an excellent program for people, like not just for young people to have a mentor, but everyone needs a mentor in their spiritual journey.
To, you know, and our topic really lends itself to mentorship, because mentorship is really giving back, right? The mentor is someone who's giving back, and the mentee also gives a lot in the relationship as well. I know any kind of, you know, successful mentoring experience, and this was borne out in the earlier Faith Launch experiences, the mentors came away saying, you know, I feel like I get just as much from the mentee as the mentee got from me. So, I mean, mentorship is a really concrete example of you know, parties giving to each other you know, creating something that's much more than just the sum of the parts.
I know both of you kind of know that I kind of come about this from, and it does relate. Mentorship and coaching is very similar. And coaching from in a sports perspective, you know, I've had many, we'll call it coaches or mentorships, either in other sports or specifically running. And the lessons that they've been able to instill upon me have been lifelong. And it's been, you know, great to have those connections. And if we can make them from a spiritual perspective as well, something like that would have been great if I had had it, you know, when I was, say, 18 or 19 as well. So kind of jealous that people have that ability now that, you know, we're maybe thinking a little bit ahead of the game that maybe we weren't thinking when I was a little younger. Now, what would you say that you kind of learned from your experience working on some of the other previous faith launches and what might be a little bit different this year? I know one thing, obviously, you know, we're in person versus online in the previous one. So that's going to be one huge advantage, I would say. But what else have you learned that you can maybe adapt to be a little bit different in this coming year?
Well, you know, I think one of the things that is pretty clear is that by coming together, people are going to be able to kind of concretely demonstrate some of the gifts that they have. So, you know, we spend a bit of time structuring a learning experience about helping people identify the gifts that they have. And sometimes people are unaware of it. You know, a musical gift is, you know, is pretty obvious to everybody. But, you know, there are some people that are amazingly good with people. They're supportive. They're amazing listeners. And they don't know that about themselves, right? That they have this ability, this gift. So I think it's really exciting that we're going to see them in person and help them to really engage in a process of self-reflection so that they can really identify some of the gifts that they have and how they can use them to help others.
And also I would add to that, that it's when Faith Launch 2 and Faith Launch 1, it was just the hour, 2 hours on Zoom. Mm-hmm. Whereas an interactive weekend, we all know at these kind of weekends, learning happens during lunchtime and in the afternoon when you go for a walk. Mm-hmm. So the conversations that people have, the informal time, is when a lot of learning happens.
Yeah. Anytime you're able to get together, you know, the late night discussions that you're able to have, you know, Zoom lends itself. It was great for a period of time when we couldn't get together in person.
Right.
But now we're able to have, you know, I think probably a good full learning experience of what has worked in the past. And then you kind of work out the kinks and now able to put it all together when you're in person.
Absolutely.
Well, I want to thank both of you for both your time today, having the opportunity to chat with me about this program, but then as well for all of the work that you're going to be having for this upcoming weekend. So I want to thank you again for all your involvement on this.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate the time.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.